In the bustling markets of 19th century Eastern Europe, a merchant might pause before opening his stall, whisper a few words to the air, and gently stroke his goods with his left hand. To a passerby, it looked like superstition. But in the folklore of the region, these actions were serious business, rituals to summon the spirit of trade and bind luck to one's wares. I grew up hearing stories from my grandmother about how her own great-grandmother, a trader in a small Ukrainian town, would perform such rites before every market day. She never called it magic. She called it knowing how to speak to the road. Today, these practices survive in fragments, preserved in esoteric magazines and oral tradition. Let me walk you through some of the most intriguing ones. Calling the spirit of trade. One of the core beliefs in Slavic folk magic is that every place has a guardian spirit. A market square, a shop, even a single stall has its own Duk Torgovli, or spirit of trade. To gain its favor, a merchant would first find the visual center of their trading space. This could be the middle of a stall or a specific spot on the counter. Standing there, they would recite an invocation. I call upon the spirit of trade. I need help today. My luck lies on your trading roads. Lead me to it, wed us, bind us together. I will conduct trade with luck. And you, spirit, pledge to lead buyers to us. Amen. But words alone were not enough. Tradition demanded payment for the spell. The merchant had to give alms to a beggar or offer a discount to a poor customer immediately after the ritual, without waiting for a special occasion. This exchange was seen as sealing the contract with the spirit. Stroking goods for buyers. Another common practice involved physically coaxing customers toward a specific item. A merchant would select one piece from their entire stock, say, a single bolt of cloth or a ceramic bowl, and stroke it with their left hand while reciting. The servant of God, name, strokes his goods, name, attracts a buyer to it. They will come in a line. They will look and praise, raise the price, snatch it from each other. You, merchants, do not quarrel, agree with my price. I stroke, I arrange. Amen. The left hand is specified, which always struck me as odd when I first learned these traditions. In many cultures, the left hand is considered unlucky or associated with deception. But in Slavic folk magic, it often represents the receiving hand, the one that draws things toward you. The gesture is both practical and symbolic. The merchant physically connects with the object, imbuing it with intention. The coin spell and salt barrier. Perhaps the most elaborate ritual involves a special coin. The more unusual the coin, the stronger its reputed power. An ordinary ruble might serve as a simple amulet. A commemorative coin was thought to attract luck. A gold, silver, or historical coin acted like a magnet for prosperity. If the goal was foreign currency earnings, a foreign coin was recommended. At midnight, the merchant would whisper 7 times over the coin. I gather sunlight, send it into the coin. Let it spread rays, gather clients. My black sorrow, bottomless poverty, go forever. In my hands is the star of wealth. From this moment, chests break with goods, troubles and sufferings are forgotten. Amen. The coin was then kept as a talisman, often carried in a purse or placed near the cash register. To stabilize trade, a salt ritual was performed during the waxing moon. Salt was placed under the open sky and charged with words that banished poor misery, untradeable trouble, loss-causing misfortune. The salt was then sprinkled across the threshold of the trading space. In folklore, salt is a powerful purifier and barrier. By salting the threshold, the merchant created a line that negative energies could not cross. These rituals show a worldview where prosperity is not just a matter of hard work but also of proper alignment with invisible forces. Whether or not one believes in spirits, there is something deeply human about these attempts to find order in the chaos of the marketplace.